The Yahoo Shuffle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Yahoo has announced a major reorganization. It's their biggest shakeup in more than 5 years. The goal? Increase earnings. Yahoo is the Internet's most popular site, but its profits have fallen 37% in this quarter. The company has been feeling the heat from competitor Google. Yahoo Chief Financial Officer Susan Decker has been appointed to head the new advertising unit. The company is betting the reorganization will help it draw more users and hike its stock price, which has lost nearly a third this year. The U.S. government has scrapped a plan to give foreign investors more influence over domestic airlines. This ends a 13-month struggle with labor unions and Congress. It's a setback for the Bush administration and has dim prospects for the so-called Open Skies Treaty with the European Union. Its goal was to increase transatlantic competition. We get more from Stephen Beard in London.
The U.S. proposal had been designed to meet a key European demand. What the EU was saying was this: if American carriers want freer access to European airspace, the U.S. must allow European airlines to get more heavily involved in the U.S.'s domestic market. The plan would have given foreign investors more of a say in the marketing of airlines, flight schedules, and types of aircraft operated within the U.S. Now the Transport Secretary has withdrawn the plan. The outlook for open skies is cloudy, says Kieran Daly of Air Transport Intelligence.
The prospect of the European carriers gaining significant U.S. market access has now really closed down, and now there's not enough on the table for the Europeans to really make it possible to move forward at all.
American opponents of the plan said that giving foreigners more control over U.S. aviation might weaken security and lead more American carriers to order their planes from Airbus, not Boeing. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Today, the much-awaited and much-discussed Iraq report will be released. It's the work of the bipartisan Iraq Study Group, headed by former Secretary of State James Baker and former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton. Elisa Roth looks at the possible implications for defense spending.
The report is expected to recommend a shift in the American role in Iraq. It would move U.S. troops from combat to jobs training and supporting Iraqi troops. The ultimate goal would be to significantly reduce the number of U.S. soldiers in Iraq by 2008. Christopher Hellman is a military policy analyst at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. He says no matter what the panel recommends, it'll likely end up costing U.S. taxpayers less.
If you reduce the number of U.S. troops in the field, you'll be able to spend less money to support their operations. Additionally, if you change your focus from combat operations into more training and standing up the Iraqi military and police, your operating costs will go down because that's much less labor-intensive and less wear and tear on the equipment.
How much the cost will drop depends on the scenario, though. If even a small number of U.S. troops remain in combat, Hellman says it would still be expensive. In any case, he says the number of private contractors in Iraq, there are as many as 100,000 by some counts, will likely stay high for a while. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Good news on inflation and growth in the service sector of the economy brought smiles to investors on Wall Street yesterday. As a result, the Dow powered up 47 points to 12,331. The Nasdaq inched up 3 points. It closed at 2452. And this is Marketplace. Is it a Hail Mary pass or a touchdown strike? Lisa Napoli reports on a bit of strategy Blockbuster is using to draw customers from its competitor, Netflix.
Blockbuster wants to sign up 2 million people by the end of the year for its online borrowing service. So they've got a proposition for Netflix customers. Come into the store with a Netflix envelope and you'll get a Blockbuster rental for free. Scott Swayze of Netflix isn't worried. He calls the move
the proverbial football play where you throw the ball as far downfield and hope for the best.
Swayze says catching up with Netflix will be tough. It has 6 million subscribers. And he says stay tuned for January when the company will announce plans to move into the digital download space. Both Blockbuster and Netflix are preparing for the time when the battle between the video store and online rentals will be obsolete. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It might just be the most expensive Christmas tree in the nation. Tonight, they'll flip the switch on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. This year, for the first time, it's a gift from the state of Washington. Austin Jenkins with the Northwest News Network found out it takes a lot of money, careful planning, and even some smoke and mirrors to deliver.
By secret invitation last month, I found myself standing on a logging road deep in the Olympic National Forest with about 50 other special guests. We gazed up at the chosen tree, a 65-foot Pacific silver fir. Phil Zembis, recently retired from the Forest Service, stood off to the side, looking a bit nervous.
The challenge is to get it down in one piece, no breaking of the limbs, and I've given this quite a bit of thought over the last 2 weeks, some of it at 2 and 3 in the morning.
You see, Zembis's job was to wield the chainsaw. After some joking around about how many Forest Service employees it takes to cut down a Christmas tree, it was showtime.
Heads up down here, and let's go ahead and cut it and get this tree on its way to Washington, D.C.
You might think cutting down a tree and shipping it to the U.S. Capitol would be a fairly straightforward proposition. Well, think again. The planning for this started last spring. First, several possible trees had to be located. Then a representative from the architect of the Capitol office flew out to select the finalist. There was also a formal environmental review. Then there was the issue of trucking the tree across the country. All this logistical stuff doesn't come cheap. The Forest Service in Idaho estimates it cost nearly $1 million to provide the Capitol tree back in 2003. Washington State expects to do it for a quarter of that. Fortunately for taxpayers, corporate donations offset most of the cost. There's also an opportunity for individuals to contribute by purchasing merchandise.
This is what's known in the trade as logo merchandise.
Jim Adams is with the Northwest Interpretive Association. On the day of the tree harvest, he set up a makeshift souvenir shop in the woods, complete with credit card machine. He was selling hats, fleece vests, and other commemorative items with the official Capitol Christmas tree logo.
You can see it's got the evergreen, you know, branch with a little ornament hanging off that says USA from Washington.
People complain Christmas is already too commercialized. Shouldn't this be maybe the one non-commercialized?
Well, it's not actually. I would say this isn't a commercial event. The problem that we have is that there really isn't enough cash to make this happen. And so, you know, the only way that we can do that is to earn some.
Back at the harvest site, the chainsaw finally cuts through the tree. A crane gently lowers the silver fir onto a flatbed trailer for its trip across the country. Now, here's a little secret about the Capitol Christmas tree.
We're going to have to doctor this one up just a little bit, a little nip and tuck.
Yes, says Carl Dennison with the Forest Service, the Capitol Christmas tree is in for some cosmetic surgery. I'm Austin Jenkins for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
It could be the fuel of...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.